Well, the Giants have created enough sins today, but they're still very much in the ballgame, down by three. And here is Phil Thompson to see what he can do. Three, four, and five spots for the Giants in the top of the sixth. Center fielder Willie Mays, first baseman Willie McGarvey, and right there is Ken Henderson. Mays 0 for 2, tried to center in the first, grounded to short in the third. Ferguson Jenkins, lines in the river, a swing and a miss, and a breaking pitch for strike one. Mays probably would not be playing if Bobby Bonds were available. Willie's back bothering him. Pitch, call strike two. The fastball on the inside part of the plate. A Jenkins in front of Mays 0-2. Second part of the plate with a breaking pitch. The slider misses outside for ball one. A 1-2 cut. Second pitch just outside for ball two. Jenkins and Mays go even at 2-2. Jenkins with a sign from high. Banks up and fires. Pitches foul straight back. The upper deck. Got holds at 2-2. Took a big swing at the ball and a quick check to see if the uniform was still intact. 2-2 pitch. Inside with a fastball for ball three. Ball broke out on Mays. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out, nobody on. Top of the sixth. Cubs lead 6-3. Second pitch. Popped up. The infield rounds corner. The third baseman coming down the line in fair territory. Makes the catch. About 30 feet out from home plate for out number one. Willie McGarvey flies the left in the first inning, but if you remember, falls out in the third, they're over the right center field bleachers. Dead for three infielders on the right side. Sano, long infielder on the left side, playing just about a normal shortstop position. Pitch is foul back. Green to strike one. The Cub outfield, not as overshifted as the infield. In fact, Williams pretty much straight away left field. James got the same way in center. Fastball is outside. Sal moving a bit farther towards second base now. Jenkins delivers, outside and high for ball two. Messenger, Deckard, and the first baseman Hickman all playing on the grass for McGarvey. That's the outfield grass. Breaking pitch, ball strike. Jenkins changed up on a curve ball and got it over in the outside part of the plate. Now 2-2 count on McGarvey. Jenkins back to the plate. Fastball grounded. Foul pass first. Just barely foul. Count holds at 2-2. Jenkins clearing in at high for his time. Ball line. It's a 2-2 pitch. A let-up curve outside for ball three. Jenkins went to a four count on Mays. Got him to pop that. Now comes the count out four on McCovey. And a 3-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. That remains at 3-2. Jenkins taking a long record high. Ball has a sign, a 3-2 pitch. Popped up. The third center field. James coming in. Kessler goes out. James, the center fielder, calls and makes the catch for out number two. Well, with two outs and the bases empty, the Giants batter will be Kenny Anderson. Again, with a home run in the second inning for the center field bleachers, and fly to center in the third. Kenny batting left-handed against the right-hander Jenkins. Giants trail 6-3 in the top of the sixth. Cubs with four unearned runs. Jenkins' curve is low and inside for ball one. 1-0 to count. Cubs back to a normal defense now with Henderson at the plate. Curve is outside for ball two. Jenkins drops behind on Henderson. Two balls, no strikes. A 2-0 pitch. Call strike. For the inside part of the plate. But Jenkins in on the count of 2-1. And a 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Missed for strike two. Jenkins taking a lot more time now. Now the 2-2 pitch to Henderson. It high in the air to short right center field. Coming over is Callison, looking up in the sun, makes the catch to rebound the crowd. So Jenkins says the Giants order in the sixth, no runs, no hits, no Cubs errors, no runners left on. At the end of 5.5, Cubs 6 and the Giants 3. Juan Marichal has to pitch the bottom of the sixth. Face the top of the Cub order. Shortstop Don Kessinger, second baseman Glenn Becker, and left fielder Billy Williams. It's the fourth time in the ballgame that this trio has let off Kessinger, of course, being the leadoff man, has let off an inning. Kessinger single to left in the first inning, slide to right in the second, slide to left in the fourth. 1-for-3 and has scored a run. Double-barreled activity for the Cubs, left field bullpen. Kessinger, switch hitter, batting left-handed. Marichal's first pitch. Breaking ball, hit deep to left center field. Taylor on the run. Still going. Reaches out, can't get it. Drop his glove and off the wall. Kessinger digging around second. Will hold with a double as Mays backing up the play, throws into third. Taylor just could not get to the ball. It was hit to left center field. Bobby got the tip of the glove on it. Skipped off the glove and on up against the fence on one hop. Mays backing up the play. Holds Kessinger at second with a double. And a Cub batter will be the second baseman, Glenn Becker. Had an infield hit in the first inning. Slide to right in the second, slide to center in the fourth. Cubs now with 10 hits in the ballgame. Giants have just 4. A Cubs lead on the scoreboard, 6-3. And Kessinger is at second base with nobody out. Rehberger throws again for the Giants in the bullpen. Jim Dunnigan and Joe Decker, a pair of right-handers, throwing for the Cubs in the bullpen. Marichal looking in the deep for a sign as Kessinger leads away from second. Pitch to Becker, around the punt, takes inside for ball one. Beckert, one of the best in the business at moving runners along. Extremely difficult to strike out. Chokes up on the bat. A closed stance. Schlesinger is leading second. Jim Becker around the front, punts it. On the first baseline, Marichal kicks it, runs into Becker. Now picks up the ball in foul territory. Ball was bunted on the first baseline. Marichal came over, picked it up, and kicked it. As he was reaching for it with his glove, he just kicked it out with his foot. It rolled into foul territory. He and Becker collided. Charlie Fox out to protest that Becker ran into Marichal as he was attempting to field the ball. Did not appear to be that way, however. Now, Charlie Watson out to the mound. Plenty's still talking to umpire. Frank Rehberger will be called in. They give Becker a base hit on the ball. We'll make no further comments. So Marichal will depart after pitching five plus innings. Nobody out here in the sixth. He's given up six runs, only two of which are earned, and 11 hits. Marichal struck out nobody. Walked two. The one goes to the dugout. Frank Rehberger takes over. Rehberger, not exactly a ball of fire his last couple of times out. Frank appeared to be coming around, turned in three or four impressive outings in a row, and in Pittsburgh and St. Louis, not at all doing the job for Charlie Fox. For Rehberger, his 20th appearance of the year. Three of those previous 19 appearances were as a starter. He's won, then lost three. 38 innings pitched. He's given up 32 earned runs. Earned run average is 7.58. Frank has two saves. His most impressive statistic on the plus side would be 35 strikeouts in those 38 innings. The Rehberger, 6 foot 5 inch right-hander, will take over, and Frank's having trouble even hitting Dick Dietz as he's loosening up. He's Jerry Johnson and Don McMahon, both right-handers, throw for the Giants in the bullpen. McMahon just returned to the active list today. Billy Williams will be the batter. The Giants will play the infield end. The Cubs have Kessinger at third, Becker at first with nobody out. The left-handed Billy Williams at the plate. Giant infield end all the way around. Kessinger getting a pretty good lead down the third baseline as Rehberger works from the stretch. He does. Fast ball bounded to McCovey at first base. He holds the runner at third, goes over and tags first as Becker moves up to second. Bouncer on one big hop to McCovey. The Williams rounds out. Round number one. And Jim Hickman, who is red hot with a bat, will be the Cubs hitter. Hickman 3-for-3. Had a double, a drive and a run in the first inning. An infield single in the third. A single to left field in the fifth. Hickman has scored three of the Cubs' six runs. Right-handed batter. The Giants again with the infield in. Rehberger cranks up and delivers. Breaking pitch low for ball one. Rehberger now working on the windup with Cubs have runners at second and third. This pitch, fastball for a strike on the inside corner. Hickman backed away. Pitch was good for a strike. Hickman, very widespread stance at the plate. Down in the end of the bat. Rehberger's pitch, a wild pitch, goes to the screen. Kessler comes in to score. Becker goes to third. Rehberger threw that one way past deep. No chance at all to knock the ball down. That makes it a 7-3 Cub lead. With Becker now at third and one out. A 2-1 count on Jim Hickman. Becker bumping down the line at third, and Rehberger steps off the rubber. Frank's pitch. Fastball outside. Three and one count on Hickman. Giants with the infield in all the way around. Pitch. Fastball. Called strike. Hickman started to go and took the pitch. Was on the inside corner. So four count, three balls, two strikes. Rehberger winds and delivers. 3-2. The popped up foul out of play into the seat drop to the right. Count holds at 3-2. And the cut first baseman, Jim Hickman. Rehberger, clearing it deep. Now cranks up the 3-2 pitch. Lines on the ground around Hunt at third, who throws him out as he holds the runner at third base. With a shot, Hunt just went down on both knees, smothered it. Deckard had no chance to score. Well, Hickman grounds out. Third to first with a second out. The batter will be Johnny Callison, the right fielder. Flied to left in the first inning, grounded to second in the third, single to right in the fifth. Callison, the left-handed batter. Rehberger backs off the mound as Becker keeps bluffing down the line at third. Now Rehberger with the motion. Pitch to Callison, a check swing foul. Into the stand for strike one. Seven to three. Cubs lead. Bottom of inning number six. Becker to third with two outs. Rehberger's pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Allison took kind of a half swing at that pitch. The Rehberger in front, 0-2. Rehberger into the motion. Breaking pitch is high in the air to short center field. Ice going out. Looking up. Mays comes in. So does Taylor. They run together. The ball drops. Taylor throws it in. Mays might be hurt. Mays is down on his hands and knees in short center field. Was a pop fly in the very short left center. Ice went out. Could not find the ball. Mays was sort of jogging in. Then he turned it on when he saw that Ice did not see it. Meantime, Taylor came in between Ice and Mays. They collided. The ball dropped. A run scores. Mays being administered to by Doc Hughes. Bruce Mays is going to have to leave the lineup. And Charlie Fox motioning into the dugout for Frank Johnson to loosen up. Those guys just has the wind knocked out of them. Ray's down on the ground. Leo Hughes out there along with Charlie Fox, McCovey, Heist, Fuentes, Cater. They're going to bring a stretcher out. Ray is now up on his knees. They've got a stretcher out there. I don't think it's going to be needed. Well, he's now up on his knees. Mentioned earlier that Mary's back has been bothering him. Mary's now up on his feet. Mary's, well, he just had the wind knocked out of him. He will leave the ball game. He's walking under his own power with no assistance from anybody. Will leave the ball game. Frank Johnson will come in, play right field. Kenny Henderson will move over to center. They're going to give Callison a two-base hit on the play. Official scorer, Jim Enright, very honestly said, I don't know who to give the error to, so we'll call it a two-base hit. Out of the ball game. Callison is at second with two outs. Two runs in the inning. The Cubs now lead 8-3. Snato is 0-3. Moves into the Cubs. An RBI infield out in the first. Grounded back to the pitcher in the third and the short in the fifth. Breaking pitch is fouled away. Strike out on Ron Santo. Callison leading away from second. Zeeberger's pitch. Foul to the screen for strike two. Zeeberger in front of Santo, 0-2. Berger looks at second, comes to the plate with a breaking ball outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Berger taking his time. Okay, it's the time from Deets now. And a 1-2 pitch. Let up curve is popped foul out of play into the upper deck. Zeeberger really curing in a deep. The runner at second. Chain signed up to be changed. The drive to deep left field. Forget all about that one. That was through over the back fence. Tom Saddle hits the two-run homer. The Cubs lead 10-3. We pause for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
I am Terry McGovern, and you can hear me every morning from 6 until 9 o'clock, right here on
KSFO in San Francisco.
It's Dr. Jack Hyatt, who takes the fastball strike. Hyatt, he had a bunt in the first inning to drive in a run, walked in the third, walked again in the fifth. Reaping into the plate. Pitch is right at Hyatt's head, but it hit the bat. It rolls out in fair territory. Rehberger picks it up, goes to first base, and Hyatt is thrown out. Hyatt was lying on his back as he was thrown out first base. It was right at his head. And Jack trying to get out of the way, going down the ball, hit the bat, rolled out in front of the plate. Rehberger picked it up. He's had a hard time convincing Rehberger to throw it to first base, but he finally did. Well, Hyatt retired. Throw that comes, but not before they come up with four runs on four hits. No bad error, no runners left on. The end of six, the Cubs lead it by a score of 10-3. Let's go to inning number seven. Jack Hyatt was decked in Montreal by his former teammates, and he just got one here. Dick Dietz must be lost in thought as he comes to the plate, because I imagine that Dick is probably thinking, with Rehberger probably not going to bat, but Dick is probably figuring he may get undressed with one here. Dietz is doubled and struck out. There is Jenkins delivering. Strike call and one. Everybody that has lifted the bat is probably saying, let it be him. Getting a report on Willie Mays on the... Here's the one-strike pitch. It's deep to left field down the line. Williams going into the corner, and it's a foul ball. Two-strike count to Dietz. I didn't spend much time listening to that, what they said about Mays.
But just as a slightly bruised knee and a very small laceration on the little finger of his right hand, nothing serious, should be able to play tomorrow.
0-2 count to Dietz as Jenkins delivers just outside for a ball, 1-2. 10 for the Cubs and 3 for the Giants. Pitch is low for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strike count to Dick Dietz. 2-2 pitch, one on him, that's his lucky knock. Jenkins gets his third, the second time he's struck out deep, and Tito Fuentes, who has singled and grounded out, will be the batter. Giants came back in the second and third innings, got three runs after the Cubs scored four in the first inning. Giants moving within a run, but then the Cubs kept going and now lead 10-3. 26 low for a ball, 1-0. We're in the top of the seventh. Cubs 10, the Giants 3. Inside for a ball, 2-0. Jenkins behind the right-hand batting 20. 2-0 pitch is a strike. 2-1. That's the only daytime action in the majors. Swing and a miss by Fuentes, and it's 2-2. I guess he foul tipped it and bounded out of Hyatt's mitt. A two-ball, two-strike count. Ron Bryant throws in the Giant bullpen. Two pitch, bounded foul past third. Don McMahon is also throwing out there. Don just back on the active list, and he needs to get some work. This would be a good ball game for him to get.
20 pops one high behind the plate. Hyatt is there to make the catch. And 2 men are down. You know, if you reach the wrong number when you're dialing a long distance call, just call the operator and explain what happens. You'll see you're not charged for the call. Two men are down. Bob Heitz up here takes a strike on one. Bob Berta comes out in the on-deck circle. He'll bat for Rehberger if Heitz can get on. Jenkins' next pitch, a one-hopper to shortstop. Kessinger has it. His throw to first, the side retired. So Jenkins has retired 13 in a row now. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And as we go to the bottom of the seventh, the score is a top 10 in Triumph 3. Jenkins and Don Cuff. Bottom of the seventh, 10-3, the Cubs in front. James backs out of the batter's box. Kids are hanging out over the wall behind home plate. Nick Pelosi holds up play until they get back inside the stand. Right hand batting James against Rehberger, who delivers the first pitch, a strike. Now they've won the count. And Rehberger backs away from the pitching rubber, now steps up on them. Right-hander deals off the one-strike pitch, a curve fouled away by James, and it's 0-2. Mike Davidson is up throwing in the Giant bullpen now, a left-hander just brought up from Phoenix. Lined up by Rehberger, pitch is just outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. Rehberger getting the target from Dickey. His 1-2 pitch. Curve hit James, and he goes to first base. Well, he's hit by the pitch. That was a breaking pitch. Turned his back and was hit in the shoulder. So he's at first, and Ferguson Jenkins will be the batter. Attempting to sacrifice. James with his lead at first. Jenkins turns to bunt, takes the strike, 0-1. 10 runs on 13 hits for the Cubs. 3 runs on 4 hits for the Giants. Hunt plays up close at third. McCovey ready to break from first base. A throw over to first, and James gets back in. Giants and Cubs play here again tomorrow. Big lead by James as Jenkins bumps the ball foul, and it's strike two. Can't find too much to love about this ball game with the Giants behind 10-3, but you sure can't fault the weather. You're going to get beat if the nice weather to get beat in. 2 to Jenkins. James leads at first. Rehberger comes to the plate. Pitches low for a ball. Jenkins had turned to try to bunt with 2 strikes on him. That took the pitch low for ball 1. ball and two strikes. Runner leading at first. 1-2 pitch. High and inside with a breaking pitch, and it's 2-2. Jenkins now looks at Pierce Lowry to see if he is supposed to try to bunt on this pitch. But, and the pitch. He turns the bunt and bunts it back to mound. Rehberger had to play at second and instead goes to first. And the sacrifice worked. So Rehberger wanted to make sure. 20's covered at first base. And now, Charlie Fox is coming out. The passenger can do up here. Let's see what Charlie's plans are for this situation. He's going to call in Mike Davidson. So Rehberger is excused from action. Charlie wants the left-hander Davidson to come in here and turn Kessinger around, make him bat right-handed. So Davidson walks the plate, getting his first action. Spent 3 years in the service, was on the verge of coming to the majors when he had to go into the service. Spent 3 years there, had difficulty, hurt his arm when he got out. But now has come with a sound left arm. Michael Lynn Davidson, D-A-V-I-S-O-N. In one game last year this time, but two innings. Now Davidson, Deep, and Hunt standing on the mound talking about signs and such, and Pelosi goes out to speed him up. Play Kent, Newport, and Trues. Exciting game. Home run for the money. No one has a better chance of winning $1,000 or more than you, but you must enter. Davidson, who says he has come up with a sinker ball, Frank Lindsay taught him, since he's gone to the bullpen. He pitched so very well down in Phoenix. Has really. He will be 25 years old in August. He's actually had only one complete year in baseball. That was last year. Dad was in the Chicago Cubs organization at one time as a pitcher. Last year at Amarillo, he was in 22 games, a 3.27 earned run average. He won 3 and lost 5. He was recovering from a bad arm. He will pitch here to Don Kessinger, the shortstop, turning around to bat right-handed. Davidson, 6'1", 180-pounder. James is the second, with one out. Pitch to Kessinger, low for a ball, 1-0. Davidson getting his feet wet here in this one as manager Charlie Fox wants him to get started so he can see him popping, calling in. Pitch to the strike over the outside, 1-1. fairly desperate for a reliever who can come in and be a stopper. In fact, he's almost desperate for a starter who can come in and be a stopper. Out of 1-1, the 1-1 pitch, curveball, looped into left field, coming on as Taylor, and lets the ball drop in front of him. It bounds away from him. James comes in to score, Castro goes to second. And it's ruled as a two-base hit. Goes the double. So Kessinger's at second, and Davidson will now work to Glenn Becker. Another run in. The run tries the Reberger. That was just a soft line drive. Taylor didn't play it very well. Pitch to Becker to fly ball to center. Henderson comes in under this one, makes the catch. Kessinger tags, and Henderson throws the ball in to third base, and Kessinger holds a second. The two men are down. And Becker flies to short center, and Davidson should be out of the inning right now. He's given up a couple of soft fly balls. He'll have to face Billy Williams, however. Williams hitless today. Davidson takes the stretch. Kessinger leads at second. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. That was a sinker ball. All one count. Davidson glances back at Kessinger again. Curve low for a ball. 1-1. Cubs have 11 and the Giants have 3. Kessinger moves away from second base. Pitch to Williams. Hangs up inside and deep up. He got the inside corner. Nick Pelosi said no. 2-1 count. 2-1. Left-hander against left-hander. Mike Davidson working to Billy Williams. Mike glances back at second to pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking pitch, and it's 2-2. That is the evened on the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Billy Williams. Kessinger wanders away from second. 2-2 pitch. Bounded foul into the Giant dugout. That scatters him. Is it 2-2? 11-3. The Cubs in front of the Giants. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Outfield backed up, of course, for Williams. The infield playing deep. Davidson pitch, bounded foul again over towards the Giant dugout. Kicked out into right field. So it stays at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Billy Williams facing Mike Davidson. Deep has a sign and a target for Mike, who delivers. Curve, loop, foul. Hit it off the fifth over into the Cubs dugout. But the battle goes on here. Might not seem much with the score 11-3, how good Davidson does, but it certainly is going to be interesting for Charlie Fox. He's hoping to get a good effort out of Mike, regardless of what the score is here. So they have somebody to rely on in the future. Third ball grounded to second base. 20 has it. Throws to first, and the side is retired. Good pitch. One run on one hit. No errors, and a runner left on. the end of seven, the Cubs lead it by a score of 11-3.